Mm-hmm. War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. We're playing that today because the song was written by Barrett Strong. And we are playing some of his songs today in honor of his birth. He was one of the great songwriters. And this is a piece he wrote. This was, you heard Beverly and Edwin Starr, War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Before we jump into our program, reminding you to listen to the Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And support for WEAA is provided by Tax Act. More information available at taxact.com. So before we jump into our program, let us start as we usually do with our day in history on this February the 5th. On this February the 5th, this is in 1830 on this day, the first daily labor newspaper in the United States was published, called the U.S. Daily Sentinel. On this day in 1866, Congressman Thaddeus Stevens, one of the leading fighters for abolition and Reconstruction, offered an amendment to the Freedmen Bureau's bill authorizing distribution of public land and confiscated land for freemen and loyal refugees, 40 acres. That's the 40 acres and a mule rule. The measure was defeated by the House by a vote of 126 to 37. And then an African-American delegation led by Frederick Douglass called on President Johnson, urging ballots for former slaves, the franchise, the right to vote, and to have this passed. Ended in a huge disagreement because, of course, President Johnson took over after Lincoln was assassinated, was opposed to black suffrage, was pro-slavery, and did his best to gut Reconstruction. On this day in 1885, King Leopold II of Belgium made the Congo, what is now the Democratic Republic of the Congo, his personal possession that led to the slaughter of tens of millions of Congolese people. This is the day in 1917, the Congress passed the Immigration Act of 1917 over Woodrow Wilson's veto. It's also known as the Asiatic Barred Zone Act. It forbade any immigration from all South and Southeast Asian countries. On this day in 1919, Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith created United Artists. On this day in 1958, a hydrogen bomb known as the Tybee Bomb was lost by the U.S. Air Force off the coast of our own country, Savannah, Georgia. It's never been recovered. On this day in 1972, Bob Douglas became the first African-American elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame. On this day in 1988, Manuel Noriega was indicted on drug smuggling and money laundering charges. And on this day in 1994, long after he committed the crime, Byron Dilla Beckwith was convicted of the 1963 murder of Medgar Evers on this day in 1994. On this day in 2000, Russian forces massacred 60 civilians at the Novye Aldi suburb in Grozny, Chechnya. And on this day in 1848, Bell Starr, the great American outlaw, was born, as was Adlai Stevenson in 1900, who ran for president of the United States, was U.S. Senator, and the 31st governor of Illinois. On this day in 1914, William Burroughs was born, as was Hank Aaron in 1934. And on this day in 1948, an old friend, Christopher Guest, American actor and musician, was born on this day in 1948. On this day in 1950, Natalie Cole was born, so we'll be hearing some of her music during the course of these next couple of hours. And on this day in 1996, Trayvon Martin was born on this day in 1995. So we wish all the condolences to his family and everybody and people who are remembering his life right today. He was born on this day in 1995. And on this day in 2010, Brendan Burke, a Canadian ice hockey player, an activist who was born in 1988, died. He made these huge headlines coming out, advocating tolerance and speaking out against homophobia in professional sports. He was praised widely and condemned widely by many news outlets and fans, generating discussions around homophobia in sports, in hockey in particular, where he was a star player. And he was a pioneer in the advocacy against homophobia in hockey and described as the closest person to the NHL ever to come out publicly and say he's gay. That's this day in history, February the 5th. We'll be back with Delegate Heather Mazier, running to become our next governor. Stay with us.